Just as Christ was raised from the dead, believers are raised to walk in newness of life. This new person that is raised up is what Paul refers to as the new creation. So as I look across this room today, I know many of you, I hope all of you profess Christ, but I know many of you, you've shared your testimonies with me. You profess Christ, therefore you are a new creation.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are in this room, how many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
On the Monday after Easter, I was reading an article by Patria Parsifit. She was writing about how Monday can most often be the most forgettable day of the week. And for some, Monday is the most dreaded day of the week. She writes, "We prepare our hearts in anticipation of Easter, waiting for the discovery of an empty grave and a risen Savior. And then comes. He comes. And then it's Monday. The temptation is to treat Easter like it's an ending. And now it's back to normal life. But nothing was normal after Jesus." I want you to understand this morning, just because for many in the Christian church, our celebration of Easter has ended, that doesn't mean Easter is over. Nearly 2,000 years ago, resurrection and new life became the new normal. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Monday has never again been the same. In fact, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verses 13 through 19. This is Paul's second epistle to the church at Corinth. And he writes some really wonderful things that are just as applicable to us today as they were almost 2,000 years ago for the church at Corinth. So again, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll be looking at verses 13 through 19. I'll be reading from the ESV this morning. So starting at verse 13 of chapter 5, it reads like this. "For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for their sake, died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." When I read this passage of Scripture, there are several things that jump out at me. The first one is this. If you're taking notes, write this down. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, you are made new in Christ. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, you are made new in Christ. Look with me at our main text at the 17th verse. It reads like this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 talks about the believer being made a new creation in Christ. This means that our old self is gone and a new self has come into existence. The word therefore in this verse refers to the previous verses, verses 14 through 16, where the Apostle Paul explains that the believer or believers have died with Christ and no longer live for themselves. Their lives are now spiritual and not worldly. The old sin nature was nailed to the cross with Christ and is now dead and buried. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, believers are raised to walk in newness of life. Paul writes a lot about this in Romans chapter 6. I encourage you to look at that, especially verse 4. He will say just that, what I've said to you. This new person that is raised up is what Paul refers to as the new creation. So as I look across this room today, I know many of you, I hope all of you profess Christ, but I know many of you, you've shared your testimonies with me. You profess Christ, therefore you are a new creation. The old self is in the tomb, buried. But the new creation is risen and seated here in this place this morning. Which brings me to another point. We talked a little bit about this on Resurrection Sunday morning. The phrase empty tomb is not mentioned anywhere in the epistles. And some people like to make a big point about this, that nowhere else except the Gospels, outside the Gospels, we don't see the word empty tomb anywhere else in the New Testament. But I want you to understand this. The empty tomb is not mentioned because our old nature is placed there. The tomb is absolutely empty of Jesus, but it has been reserved for our old nature. The one that was buried with Christ. We rose a new creation when Christ rose from death to die no more. We are commanded to leave the old sinful self in the grave. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Monday has never again been the same. Second point I'd like to make this morning is this. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, Easter is the beginning, not the end. I'll say that again. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, Easter is the beginning, not the end. Look with me at verse 18. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. In order to comprehend the new creation, it is important to understand that it is indeed a creation brought into existence by God himself. According to John 1, verse 13, this new birth was intended by God's will. We cannot receive the new nature from our parents or our grandparents. We cannot intentionally create it in ourselves. Only the Creator, only God Almighty can accomplish such a remarkable feat. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Monday has never again been the same. Which will bring me to my last point this morning, and that is this. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, we are reconciled to God. I'll say that again. When we believe in the resurrection of Christ, we are reconciled to God. Look with me at verse 19 of our main text. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Reconciliation in Christianity means just this, to be at peace again. In other words, humanity can again be at peace with God, as it was in the beginning, when Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day. We can know that sort of peace once again with God Almighty because of what Christ has done for us. It's nothing that we've done in and of ourselves. It's what Christ has done for us. It's a free gift. We could do nothing to earn it. All we do is accept it and believe. So reconciliation in Christianity means to be at peace again. Humanity can again be at peace with God. Our sin debt has been forgiven. As a Christian, what happens when we continue to sin? I know someone is sitting here thinking that this morning. Well, I want you to understand this. There is a distinction between sinning and living in sin. No one can reach a state of sinless perfection in this lifetime. But the redeemed Christian is being sanctified. Sanctified just simply means made holy. We're being made holy. We are sanctified with each and every passing day. Our new self despises the sin that still has a grip on us. However, the difference is that the new creation is no longer a slave to sin. So, like we previously were, we are now free from sin's hold, and it no longer has power over us. If you don't believe me, look at Romans chapter 6, especially verses 6 and 7. We are now empowered by and for righteousness. We have the option to let sin reign or to believe that we are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Romans 6, 11 and 12. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Monday has never again been the same. So my final thought or closing thoughts are this. Monday is always coming. The Monday after Easter will come once a year. But 52 weeks of the year, Monday is coming. Monday's coming with its schemes and agendas. Monday's always just around the corner. But remember, Sunday brought the resurrection. Thus, Monday for the Christian never has to be the same again.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.